Top 9 Times Mitch McConnell Worked Against Conservatives in 2022. By Wendell Hasebo on December 31, 2022. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, has worked against conservatives throughout his career. Here are 9 times he betrayed, opposed, and contradicted conservatives in 2022. 1. McConnell gave Ukraine $45 billion in aid. In December, McConnell worked with Democrats to pass the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, which included $45 billion worth of American taxpayers' money designated for Ukraine. The $45 billion is in addition to the $66 billion of taxpayers' money American lawmakers had already approved for Ukraine. Providing assistance for Ukrainians to defeat the Russians is the number one priority for the United States right now, according to most Republicans. That's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment, McConnell claimed. 2. McConnell pushed omnibus spending bill, despite House Republican objections. In November, McConnell worked against House conservatives to push the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill through Congress. House Republicans objected to the omnibus bill because it provided funding for the whole fiscal year. As an alternative, House Republicans argued for a short-term spending bill so they could have more input after the new Republican House majority took office in January. 3. McConnell pulled PAC ads out of New Hampshire, effectively sabotaging GOP candidate Don Bolduc. In October, the McConnell-backed Senate Leadership Fund pulled all its ads off television in New Hampshire. The decision ripped $5.6 million away from Republican General Don Bolduc's candidacy and greatly helped incumbent Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, win re-election. 4. McConnell attacked Senate Republican candidate Kelly Chebica. The McConnell-backed Senate Leadership Fund focused $9 million against conservative Senate candidate Kelly Chebica to protect 21-year incumbent and pro-impeachment Senator Lisa Murkowski, REK. The money helped Murkowski defeat Chebica in November. In October, the Alaska Republican Party censured McConnell for attacking fellow Republican Chebica. Additionally, Alaskan Republican committees issued a public rebuke of McConnell's financial influence behind Murkowski. 5. McConnell defunded Arizona Senate candidate Blake Masters. In August, the Senate Leadership Fund suddenly canceled about $8 million worth of ad buys in Arizona. The cancellation hurt Republican candidate Blake Masters' chances of defeating Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, who went on to defeat Masters by a narrow margin. 6. McConnell helped Joe Biden fuel inflation. McConnell claimed in September that inflation was one of the top three greatest midterm issues. Yet he and the Washington, D.C. establishment worked against conservatives to pass several massive spending bills that fueled soaring costs for American workers. From 2021 to 2022, McConnell voted for the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending, $1.9 trillion for COVID-19 corporate bailout, and the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bills, all items of legislation that have fueled inflation, according to experts. Experts projected soaring inflation would cost American families an extra $5,520 in 2022. A Heritage Foundation study showed Americans have lost $4,200 in annual income since Biden assumed office. 7. McConnell remained silent on Biden's speech attacking MAGA movement. In September, McConnell refused to condemn Biden's speech in Philadelphia that labeled MAGA Republicans a threat to the nation. "MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution," Biden claimed. "They do not believe in the rule of law, they do not recognize the will of the people. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country," he added. 5 days after the speech, McConnell's office refused to respond to Breitbart News's request for comment. 8. McConnell voted yes on Senate gun control. In June, McConnell worked against conservatives and voted for gun control measures following the Uvalde, Texas, shooting. "The American people want their constitutional rights protected and their kids to be safe in school. They want both of those things at once," McConnell claimed. "And that is just what the bill before the Senate will help accomplish." 9. McConnell voted to extend taxpayer aid to Ukraine. In March and September, McConnell opposed conservatives and voted for massive amounts of Ukraine aid. American taxpayers shelled out $14 billion in March. That sum was added to in September by $12.35 billion. In total, McConnell and the Democrats have voted to give over $100 billion of taxpayers' money to Ukraine. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.